That's pretty cool. Which night market did you say it was?
Calston, there's like this
random. Calston? Where's that?
There's a night market on Mondays.
Yeah. Like there's a night market every day, man.
It's super quiet. And I finish at, usually I finish around like 4:30. So I just go, you know, you're not supposed to go to night markets early. Otherwise, they'll be like,
dude, they're still setting up. And
stuff. But if you go there early, you can get all the stuff like all hot.
Yeah.
So I just go there and like, no one's going to stop you. Be like, hey, you got to go wait half an hour.
I feel like the vibe is not as good if you go early. You know?
Who's really going for the vibe? Calston one on Mondays, all right. It's not as packed.
It's pretty fun. I like people watching, you know. Yeah. Sometimes just watching kids do dumb shit.
But the popular ones get like crazy.
Yeah.
You're like, there's no way.
There's a pho place that I fucking love, and they go around to markets like a few times a week.
Yeah.
Have you seen them? Like pho? It's called Pho Yen?
Yeah.
Dude, they're pretty good.
Wait, are you talking about the food truck?
Nah, market. They only do markets.
Oh, okay, nah, maybe I haven't.
They do like Silo Park, Pakuranga, they do Papakura, they do, what else do they do? They do like three, they do like half of them.
Yeah.
Half the night markets. They're pretty sick.
What's your plan for the night market when you get there? Like, how do you?
Dude, I do a round.
You gotta do the round.
I gotta do a round, see what's good.
Do you test on the round?
Nah.
I test on the round. Like, if there's something that's really jumping out or something like brand new.
Sure.
I'm like, all right, I'll get like one of those for now.
Yeah, like the things that I've come across, the seasoned fries, those are pretty sick. They're expensive though, man. It's like $15 for a little cup, but they're pretty good.
I try and avoid carby foods.
Yeah.
Because then you gotta fill up, and if you want to taste a bunch of shit, you're not gonna.
Dude, that's like the best stuff.
It is, but.
I've got some. I think drinks are pretty easy to go with.
Yeah.
I'll like fuck up some Otai every now and then.
But they got the drinks. I always get. I'm a sucker for like promos and stuff, and I always get sucked. Yeah, like anything big, it's like available only this week. I'm like, I fucking better get it. I gotta try it. It's gonna be. I won't have any other chance. But there's a dude who does. He runs the fruit drinks. Some Asian. I don't know what kind of Asian he is, but he's got a headset on and he's just yelling at people, like promoting himself and his drink thing. It's always got a huge queue, but I think it's just because he's the loudest guy at the night market.
Yeah, hey man, that shit's working out for him. Do you know what this podcast is about?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned snacks.
To be fair, I'm actually trying to figure it out myself.
Oh, well,
so I don't know. This is like the eighth podcast. Yeah. But so far, I think I have something, a formula I want to fuck with. But mostly it's just, you know, interviewing some cool people and fucking around and eat some shit.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And you're the first guy who brought food to the show, man.
Oh,
that's some.
What a good person.
That's some Asian hospitality right there, man.
You brought show up empty-handed. Especially if it's like somewhere there's going to be food. You got to at least bring something. I just want some Indian food. I thought it was like you're gonna talk like
food reviews. I can review your grandma's food. Hopefully she doesn't watch this podcast.
Oh well,
otherwise you'll come after me.
Start now.
but we'll crack on through with the first one. I know you're pretty big on Korean shows. You've been watching hella Korean shows, haven't you?
It's kind of all I watch.
Yeah, what
I feel like once you lock in, you can't go back.
What's your top five?
Top five shows. I go between shows and like the movies. So. Shows right now, there's a really good show.
This year,
Buried Hearts. It's like the new big show. It's got an 8.2 on IMDb. I was like, bro, that's almost higher than The Sopranos. 8.2, and I was like, all right, I gotta check it out. It's pretty fucking good.
What
it's
is
like,
it?
Can we swear on it?
You can swear, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Okay.
The N-word.
Sure. Yeah, that's not swearing.
it's basically like a K-drama, but for dudes.
Okay.
But it's got the usual, you know, like the chai bowls, they're trying to take down the rich family,
and
they're being infiltrated by, like, some person who's actually poor.
Okay.
But there's, without any spoilers, it's got the usual twist, though.
Okay.
You know, like, how they just amp up, like.
How's that for dudes?
It's good. Well, for me.
Oh.
I don't know.
Because you watch it, so it's for dudes?
Yeah. Well, it's about, like, more kind of. There's more guys involved in it.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, have you seen The Penthouse?
No.
Bruh.
Yeah, I haven't kept up. I'm not as big of a fan of
The Penthouse is like peak great, like K-drama. Yeah. You watch it, you're like, this is insane. So everyone's fucking their sister.
Yeah.
Like someone they're related to.
Reality TV or drama?
No, K-drama.
Okay.
But they will have, like, the same twist. Like, eventually it's going to happen, you know?
Like the someone main couple. Is a sibling.
Yeah, there's a sibling.
Someone's and
then,
dying.
Yeah, and then the actual inheritance, the person who should get the inheritance is, like, some random child that someone...
He's been living on the streets. Living it,
but the rich granddad bought him, like, a bakery.
Yeah.
Him and the mum a bakery to, like, stay away, but he can also keep tabs on them in case he ever need to bring them in, back into the family. Yeah.
So, did you ever watch, like, the first K-drama who started it all?
No.
So there was like one, I forgot the name already, something Sinatra or whatever. But it's like the first K-drama that like set its place in Asia and the world. It's about a couple, right? And it's obviously the typical trauma, but it's super sad.
Yeah.
Like they get together and then they get pulled apart by family and then they like, they were supposed to meet up. Just like the very last moment, but the train just missed them, so they like missed each other. This is before cell phones, so they got no WhatsApp and shit. And then they like found each other, and they found out that like
I love it.
They were like one of them had cancer, was about to die,
and
the cancer was like fine now, you know, got rid of it, and they found out they were like long lost siblings. It's just all kinds of fucked up.
I have to use ChatGPT a lot to like, because there's some things that are. That happened in the show, I'm like, wait, is this crazy? Or is like this just like a part of Korean culture? So like, is this a common thing? Like, do they have like, is it common that people end up with their siblings or something?
Yeah.
Like, and heaps of little things. Like, I lose a lot in, this might come off racist. This is a warning. But I get really confused if they're talking about someone else because it's hard to remember their names. Not because they're all the names are similar, but because you know how the names are reversed? So, like, if they're talking about someone in the family, I'm like, wait, fuck, isn't he the Young something?
Yeah.
So I always get confused. I'm like, wait, who the fuck, who are they talking about?
That's with subtitles good. As well. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but and then you go back and you're like, well, I'm not going to remember their faces. Or something, but half of them, especially the chick. I mean, like, not really the dudes, the chicks all look.
Dude,
especially if it's
dudes,
like a bunch of hot chicks.
The dudes look the same.
Nah, I pick like one defining feature to remind myself.
The men and the
like,
women look the same. You know why? Because they all got the same surgeons, man.
Oh yeah,
dude, they all. It's prescriptive, man. It's crazy. I'm about to go to Korea and get some work done.
Oh nice.
And come back and look like
the rest of them.
Yeah, Young Jun.
Just show them here, BTS. I want a Jungkook.
Jungkook with a salute. Dude, my wife watches TV show and she like try to shape me into one of this guy. I don't know if you ever seen it. It's called like the Coffee Prince.
I know the one.
The fucking dude in Squid Games, the slapping dude.
Yeah.
She loves that dude. She's like, oh man, this guy is good looking. So she's like, start cutting my hair. I let her cut my hair. She's like, oh, you should like style it
just
like
take
this.
Take that photo when you go get the surgery.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you want to go to Korea, babe? I'll treat you.
Yeah, I was watching this. It's a Korean surgeon, but he puts all his like before and after surgeries on Instagram, and he did a giveaway.
Yeah.
For like one of his followers, and some white chick, like some white American chick, won it. And I was like, oh, this should be good. To be honest, I was watching it to be like, they're probably gonna nail it. Like she's gonna look so much younger.
Yeah.
I'll send you the link after. But not only does she look younger, she looked like a Korean chick.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I don't know about that. Like she has a full
You look, Ariana can pull that shit off. I'm sure that any white chick could.
Yeah.
All right,
you watch
well,
Singles Inferno?
No.
I was talking to you about Singles
Inferno. Yeah.
Singles Inferno, that kind of ruined it after, because you're like, oh, that chick's pretty hot. And then you go look up like the drama behind the scenes, and you're like, oh, shoot, they all had work done.
Oh, dude, anyone on screen, man. I was watching some old drama. It's like, it's kind of a comedy show, but the only people who has no work done is the one who plays old chicks. Like, before they needed to get surgery. Yes. They've typecast into, like, you know, Ajuma, and they have no need...
Yeah.
For surgery.
Have you seen Masko?
Nah.
Bruh, watch Masko. It's on Netflix, but is this what...
I'm impressed by how much you know, man.
I've watched so many, and I cross-reference everything, like anything I need to know with Chester's Mrs. She's Korean, Hazel. But on Masko, so basically the story is about this chick who was like known as like a really ugly chick, but she was super talented, and the only reason she couldn't crack it as like a star was because she was ugly.
Yeah.
But she was super talented. So she came up with this idea to live stream, but she just wears a mask. And when they reveal the chick, I felt so bad because the chick is like very, like she's not great looking.
Yeah.
But they purposely make her look like so much worse. Like if you look up like photos of the actual actress, you're like, oh, she's pretty.
Yeah.
But then you look at like in the thing, I'm like, oh.
They gave her the fucking Shrek makeup.
Yeah, yeah. They make it look so bad. And then she ends up, by all this shit happens, she ends up getting surgery to become, like, beautiful. And she becomes, like, literally the hottest Korean chick I've ever seen.
Wait. So you talking about this happened in real life?
No, all in the drama. In the show, I was like, holy shit. I was like, oh, they must have done, like, maybe they even did a little bit of, like, the digital, the CGI.
Yeah.
Thing. I was like, how is she so hot? I went and looked it up. They used a whole different actress. I was like, I think that's offensive that they couldn't even make her look hotter to still play the role. They used a whole different actress.
Dude, that's so fucked up. That's the crazy thing is, like, dude, it's not even, they don't even hide it. It's like, it's part of a show now. Like,
that's the, it's part, like, of the culture.
It's glorified.
Yeah.
You know, actually, when kids graduate,
yeah,
when left high school, when they turn 18, sometimes the parents would give them a chunk of money. They're like, hey, get some work done. No shit. Get some work done so you can find a better job.
There's nothing wrong with it. I think harder people have it better.
Yeah, man. I need to get my legs extended so I can finally get that promotion.
The knees. The promotion to the NBA. All
right, we're going to crack our first snack.
Let's go.
Like I said, because I know you love Koreans, I got you some Korea Boo snacks.
Let's go.
Well, actually, I want
to. I love Korean snacks.
I'm going to bring you all the way back. And the food. I'm going to bring you all the way back. This is like North Korean snack, dude. This is what my mother-in-law ate as a kid, and she was a war refugee.
Is your Mrs. Korean?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know.
Yeah, man. So you're
a Korean kid.
This is hardtack.
Hardtack.
Yeah, you heard about hardtack. Have you ever had hardtack?
No.
Yeah. Crack it open.
Have you had these?
No, man. I bought them just for you.
Yeah. It's funny you got a podcast about snacks. It's like literally the worst thing to do on a podcast.
What? It's all good. We'll do a bit of ASMR. I usually cut some of that out when I'm editing. Yeah. You gotta do this.
You know what else I like about like any Asian sweets is when like snacks, when you get them, you're like, those look buzzy. What are they?
You can't read them?
Yeah, I can't read anything. I'm like, oh, I guess they're like mung beans. Dried mung beans.
These are like rations, in my opinion. Oh, cheers, man. I think they got like pieces of black bean in them. This tastes like pre-war Korea.
These are like ration vibes.
There's no drama in these.
There's something, yeah.
These have zero drama.
Immigranty about these. Because they're like the island, you know, my island grandma.
You got any snacks like this? Like,
your grandma? Yeah, but the like bigger it? Ones.
Yeah.
You know the, what are they?
Sky flakes.
Something bread crackers.
But not bad, actually.
No, they're all good.
Yeah.
It's like, literally reminds me of those exact, they're like, it's like four of these put together, but my grandma would always just put them in a tea.
Oh. And these will hold up too.
My Indian grandma did as well.
Dude, you could dip these in a tea.
These are poor people food. It's got that taste. Like, it could be salty, it could be sweet, depending on what you put it with.
I feel like the difference between these are way too old, nostalgic for me. But if you put, you know the little button cookies?
Yeah.
Where they put like a little dab of like the colored icing sugar on them? That would be like a snack of my childhood.
How do you eat them?
They'll go pretty good.
Black soybean, yeah.
They'll go good with, like, a cup of tea or some coffee.
That's exactly doing great with the zin I have in my mouth. But,
out of 10, what do you give these?
Pretty high.
Really?
Yeah, because you could knock these back with anything.
Would you watch Korean drama with these?
Nah.
Maybe like old time drama.
Nah, you got more flavory snacks. But I'm saying like this could you could crush these up, put in like noodles or something.
Noodles. Like with God noodles. Damn, that's
well, they're like they've got that poor people vibe. They're versatile, you know? They're just there to fill space in your stomach.
That poor people vibe, yeah. That, you know, sometimes when I eat snacks, that's the vibe I'm going for.
Yeah.
Out of 10, what do you give these?
7.
Damn. What else would you give a 7 that you like recently ate?
In terms of snacks?
Yeah.
A good fresh Haribo.
Oh.
Yeah.
A fresh Haribo. I don't think Haribos go stale, man. They're candies.
I know, but sometimes you get them and they're like, I don't know if it's the temperature.
Like wet?
You get them. Nah, just that perfect amount of like softness.
What kind of Haribos? There's like a million types of Haribos. Gummies?
Yeah. There's a regular white people, like, not white people one, the ones you get like
this. They're all white people. It's German.
the mainstream ones.
They got rid of all the non-white people in Germany.
Yeah, the ones you can get, you know, the ones you get at like gas stations and stuff.
Yeah. Also, gas station in Germany.
Yeah. Seven, I'd probably give seven to High Chews as well.
Oh wow, that's what.
Yeah.
High Chews is it's a hallmark, man. That's a high.
Well, I like them, but I don't like the textures. I go back and forth on. They get kind of stuck in your teeth, and
it's like the best part. It's like half chewing gum.
Yeah.
And then by the time you're done, it's like ah,
yeah,
it's melted. Well, that's solid. I have another one of these. These are solid. Like, I could eat these, but I could never see myself loving them. You know what I'm saying?
But I wouldn't hate them, because, like I was saying, they're versatile. You could put them with anything.
I think there's
actually... I'm going to question them out and put them with, like, noodles. They want to eat extra,
actually,
like,
this would be them. Best for kids. I think this would be so good for kids.
Yeah, because they can also, like, suck on them.
Cool. The big part of the show that I'm trying to do... Actually, okay. Let's set the context. One thing that I try to find out in the show is, if this was your last day on Earth, what would your meals be? But before we do that, why is it your last day on Earth? I got a scenario for you. You just talk shit about Elon Musk's robot, right? And now he's strapping up in an Iron Man suit. He's about to fuck you up. But he's too busy having a kid, his 67th kid. So you got a day. He's going to come fuck you up, and you got a whole day to yourself. Where do you start? Starting with breakfast. What do you do, man? What is your meal? What's your strategy?
If we go breakfast. Lately, I can't get over just a real basic, the 6 eggs. Toast, maybe if it's my last day, I'll do like baked beans or something.
Just to get a half dozen?
But yeah, just the 6 eggs.
You're eating an expensive breakfast, man.
Yeah, but...
That's like $9 right
there. You read all the health benefits of 6 eggs? Like, of like having a good breakfast and all this stuff? 6 eggs actually makes, like, G's me up after.
Yeah, I do too, and I'm like pretty good.
I don't know what it is. Something about the just straight eggs for breakfast. I do...
How do you cook them?
Yeah, so I do... it's not out of laziness, and people are probably going to give me shit. But the last probably like year, I've been doing in the microwave. And I do salt, pepper, oregano, and then taco seasoning.
Okay.
And then just mix it up, and then I do 130 in the microwave. It has to be quite a big bowl, so it, like, cooks, like, pretty evenly. Yeah. Otherwise, you like get, like, too bowl. Much. Yeah, too yeah, much yeah. in the middle. Too much, like, not cooked in the middle.
Yeah.
But I need a little bit not cooked for toast. Toast, I go in the air fryer.
Man, you got your strategy, man.
Yeah, toast in the air fryer. And then 4 minutes on air fry. Gives you the perfect piece of toast. And then I do the toast in the middle.
Okay.
With the dip. Maybe even, like, chop it on the egg while it's in the thing.
That's pretty quick. So you just basically whip the eggs in, pop the toast in. So your whole, like, cooking is about a couple minutes.
Yeah, that's my first breakfast.
Okay.
If it's my last day.
So last day under, you stick with Old Faithful.
Eggs underrated.
Okay. So do they come out, like, scrambled?
Like, omelette-y.
Yeah.
But, like, still runny.
Like, fluffy or hard?
Fluffy.
Okay.
But also quite still running in the middle.
Okay.
Like, mix of yolk and thing, and I dip whatever toast in there
in the middle. Okay. That's your first breakfast.
Maybe since the last one, I'll go, you know, Kewpie that does the mayo?
Yeah. Bro, that's more eggs, man, bro. But
Kewpie does a sesame sauce.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
It's the shit. Dude. I don't think you're supposed to eat as much as I eat of that. And I'm like, that is so many calories, but who cares?
It's so crazy because, like, I just didn't expect you to be, like, eating the same foods that I would.
Oh, yeah. Dude, the Kewpie sesame sauce.
You're more Chinese than I am, man.
Apparently my grandma, my great-grandma on my mom's side was, like, Japanese or Korean or something. I haven't looked into it.
Kewpie is legit. Kewpie to me, do you know, okay, talk about your sauces. Do you know, what's your favorite Asian sauce brand?
I'm not a fan of Sriracha. It's overrated.
We got Kewpie.
The only one I know is Kewpie.
Kewpie's a brand, though. They got everything. They got mayo.
Oh, just what kind of sauce?
Yeah. Do you have, like, a sauce brand that you...
Right, you can't go past that sesame sauce. It's so good.
You know, they made a spicy one?
I had, like, a kind of expensive, like, fancy ramen last week. And I saw sesame pork, whatever.
Yeah.
I got that, and I was... The whole meal, I was like, you could have just done regular ramen and just chuck that sauce in there. It would have been better. I think that sauce is...
Was that after the gig?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. On Thursday.
Fancy Ramen.
Not Fancy Ramen, but it was that... Oh, can we say their name? Zuzu? Is it Zuzu in Mount Eden?
Mid?
Just the whole time, I was thinking I could have just made this ramen at home.
It was like 25, a little extra, 25 to be bucks. Fair, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
For me, man, if I see anything in Lee Kum Kee, do you know the brand?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude,
yeah, yeah.
If any sauce there is good.
Yeah, dude. I used to go the Chinese, you know, the jar.
La
the
Grama. Black,
yeah, the yeah. red, the red... No, the red cap.
Yeah, with the old lady on there?
Yes, yes.
Lao Gan Ma.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, but man.
It would destroy my stomach. But it's so good.
But yeah, we know.
It's good for cooking and stuff.
If I can give you... So, okay, I don't love Lao Gan Ma because I don't like... There's not much flavor, but just like oil and chili.
Yeah, yeah.
What I like is the Lee Kum Kee chili oil. That shit is so fucking good.
I might know it if I see it.
Yeah. It's way saltier, but it has like a lot more flavor.
Yeah.
And if you're eating noodles, that stuff is, for me, way more tasty than Lao Gan Ma.
One of my aunts used to do, like, a dry noodle. All my family, they all cook, like, some kind of Asian dish. But she used to do some, like, beef noodle, but then just, like, load it up with oyster sauce after.
Okay.
When I discovered oyster sauce.
Oh, dry noodles.
Yeah, noodle with oyster sauce. But after I discovered oyster sauce, I was like, oyster sauce and rice.
Wait, your auntie Asian? I mean, what kind of Asian?
No, they just all make Asian food. I don't know. It's like a...
That's legit. That's that's actually a classic Cantonese food. It's called lo mein.
Yeah.
Lo mein, right? Yeah. So, you know the name, like, you go to a Chinese restaurant, but you get, like, lo mein?
Yeah.
It's never...
Bruh, I can't do this podcast on Dominion Road. I'm hungry.
Here, have some hard tags.
Because this is, like, one of those foods you can look at, like, a nicer dish. And
dude, that actually we kind of I thought about like if I can switch the podcast around and just do like outdoors or in a garage or in like a patio or something.
Bro, they do mean ramen across the road.
No, but I can't like I can't just like eat and you know what I mean? It's too much setup.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. But sorry, back to lo mein. So lo mein, dude, your auntie's onto something, man. That's one of the best dishes. So you basically just cook the egg noodles and you toss it with some oyster sauce and then usually they serve it with a side of like little soup.
Yeah.
And they just chuck some wontons or beef or whatever on there. It's like, dude, it's so good.
I noticed lately ramen isn't the best, like, after you hit the gym or something. It doesn't really hit the spot because you have to get extra protein.
Yeah.
But also, there's something about
there's
the
like
soup.
Three slices.
Yeah, or the soup. And I also realize from Korean shows, no one really drinks the soup.
Too much salt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm always like, soup is good. So I always drink the soup as well. And after that, I'm like, I really didn't. It's not very comforting.
Do you know Japanese people don't do that?
Okay, yeah.
They don't eat the soup.
Yeah, I thought there's a reason why. Uh-huh. Then one of my mates was like, it's so much.
Yeah, people look at the sodium. What are you doing, dude?
I should better take that.
Dude, I never. I don't pass up on the soup. I gotta consume all of it. I paid for this shit. I can't just let it go to waste.
What were we gonna say?
Oh, it's just like, dude, the whole try to make ramen before, they spend like 12 hours making the broth. The broth is the fucking what you pay for. So I don't want to like just eat the noodles and then leave the essence of the bowl behind. Like, that feels wasteful, man.
Yes. I want to take it home and like make my own. The only thing with getting ramen is usually you need more protein.
Yeah.
So I always get like a side dish of like katsu or something.
Chicken or something, yeah.
Yeah.
And then that fucking bill runs you like $35 for ramen.
Oh, bro, look at the size of me. Like, especially if I'm eating after like training or something.
Dude, have you been?
I do a minimum two like mains, and I have to like if I'm with like someone else, I'd be like, oh, we're sharing.
Do you hit up buffets?
Nah,
not for the buffet, but you know, it's just like, yo, if I can just get proteins, I'll be happy.
Nah, I haven't. When I was a kid, it used to be like I used to think that, man, when I get a job. I'm just gonna buffet every day. Yeah. It used to blow my mind that you can just get as much as you can eat.
Yeah.
That thing, and you just stack your plate. But then see people like hunger says, you're just like, holy shit, why are you in front of everyone? Why are you taking that much food? Well, I haven't been in. What's a good buffet?
I don't know, dude. I haven't been to a buffet for so long.
I'm sure there's some good ones out there.
You been to Vegas?
Yeah.
You went to any of the buffets?
Yeah, but that's Vegas. That's different.
Yeah.
I went a few years ago.
But did you go to the buffets though? That's kind of like it's kind of a fun thing to do. Yeah,
I didn't get specific go to like an Asian one, but
okay.
The I guess Sushi Train and stuff is kind of like a buffet, but it's not really all you can eat.
Yeah, you pay for it.
Oh, yeah, true.
The opposite of the buffet.
Yeah, it's true. I act like it. I was thinking like, yeah, because I don't really have a limit.
Yeah,
because I'm not really thinking about paying until at the end.
Dude, I think back in Vancouver, we used to hit up all these like Asian buffets. So it's basically a all you can eat Japanese place.
Yeah.
With maybe some noodles and whatnot, they try to slip some rice in, yeah. fuck up your efficiency. Dude, we would just get salmon over and over and over and over again.
So it's like sushi buffet.
Yeah.
Surely they have one here.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What do you think about this? You shouldn't eat sushi in the evenings.
Why?
Don't you think it's like a daytime food?
No, man. I eat it any time of the day.
You will?
Yeah.
I feel weird eating it like if it's dark.
Okay. So
might just be because it's fish.
Would you go to like a nice omakase like restaurant in Japan at night? Because they don't even open for lunch.
Yeah, that's different. I think it might just because it's like raw seafood.
Yeah.
So it's like, wouldn't you want to prefer to eat that in the morning?
Oh, I don't know.
So you know it's closer to being fresh than.
I don't know.
I doubt they.
That's a very specific
St. Pierre sushi.
That's a very specific strategy you got going on.
Feels weird, It doesn't feel like a nighttime food. It's cold.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like for me, sushi is a party food, because it's finger food.
Yeah.
You can sit around. It's like. It's pretty low-key, like, you can just pick it up and eat one. You don't have to, like, set up a whole bowl. You don't have to, like, get that much utensils. It's just finger foods, man. You can take it to the park. You can crush it outside 7-Eleven.
But are you going to the park at night?
I mean, if
it's... Usually you're going to park during the day.
If it's Japan, I might. Perfect. Here, I might not.
Yeah. It just feels like a daytime food. It feels weird to eat it
sure.
at night.
Sure, yeah.
It's cold.
I can go with that.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah.
Are you going to have kept on ice the whole, like, up till 9 in the evening?
Nah, it's good for, like, if you buy it from the store, it's good for, like, 30 minutes.
Exactly, that's, like, my point.
Yeah, so you go to the store, you get it, and then you go to the bar, and crush it. Yeah.
Nah. Sushi in the mornings only.
Sure. So, after your first breakfast, are you going to get some sushi? Elon's still on your ass.
I like sushi. I'll throw it in there. The only thing, the carb-to-protein ratio in sushi is horrific. And they get you on the extra chicken teriyaki with extra meat.
Okay, chicken teriyaki sushi started to venture into the non-Japanese area.
Yeah, because I'm not even thinking sushi. I'm thinking, just the
That's just bowl. Teriyaki rice.
Yeah, teriyaki rice.
Now you're just eating rice balls.
And it does have like a chicken barbecue sauce and mayo on it.
This is the stuff that makes old school Japanese people turn in the graves.
Yeah, and only hunger they have a... I don't know if it's the only one I've seen. They have a drive-through sushi.
Okay.
And that's like, fun. I'm like, what am I getting?
That's kind of fun.
I don't trust it.
You don't trust the people handling your sushi, everyone else's sushi?
How does the sushi thing, like, even go to the food court sushi? It looks very authentic Japanese.
Dude, so most sushi places, it's either run by Chinese or Koreans.
Yeah. I'm going to have to take your word for this.
No, it's hands down. You can tell. Well, I can. I'm pretty good at telling who's Japanese. One is the accent. One dead giveaway.
Yeah.
If they talk like, excuse me, like that, versus Koreans, just a little bit. The Korean accent, man.
Yeah.
But Chinese people, you can tell right away.
I'm big on that.
Yeah.
If I go to a certain country's food, I need that kind of person serving the food.
Yeah, you're not. It's hard to find.
You go to an Indian place, they're serving beef curry. I'm like. Let's get the fuck
Wait. There's some beef curry around, no?
Yeah, but Indians don't eat beef.
Yeah.
Well, who the hell is handling that back there?
But the Korean place, man. I like what the Koreans are doing with the sushi. They're juicing them up.
Are they?
Yeah, dude. They're making them bigger.
Good.
The Korean sushis are just like... Japanese sushis are one-biters.
Yeah.
It's like, pop them in, you're good.
Yeah, but they're more fancy.
Korean sushis is like a fucking wheel. They got, like, multiple layers.
You need to put me onto these Korean places.
I'll hook you up. Yeah, I'll let you know.
Oh, I feel like sushi now as well.
Yeah. Man, this podcast is fucking you up right now.
Look at the time.
Trying
to have sushi at night.
So, first breakfast was eggs and toast. That's pretty wholesome. Yeah, you going for a workout afterwards?
Before? Not on my last day.
Yeah, no?
Oh, fuck that.
All out? Okay, so are you going to
ram raid or something?
Yeah, are you going to ram raid a sushi shop?
Something like that. Oh, if it's my last day, I have to go like throw in a pie or something.
Okay. Pies. What kind? So much to choose from.
Okay, my theory on pies, if you go to bakery, especially a new one you want to try, is you got to get the mince and cheese. You got to try that.
Okay.
Potato top, you got to try that. Maybe a sausage roll, and then maybe a quiche.
Well, that's four things.
Yeah.
Okay. Quiche.
Quiche, this is the price.
More eggs.
No, but I feel like you can. So there's two things I'm going for on the quiche.
Yeah.
The filling being baked nicely, it sits in the pastry. Because I don't know if you've seen, sometimes it's just like pastry is loose. And then the big thing I have, this is my big food pet peeve, is if you go to a place and if any bakery fucking motherfuckers, I know you're getting already get up at like 4 in the morning, but get up at fucking 3:30 to fix this. Is when they use the same pastry that they use for the sweets, you know, like the sweet dishes, to do like the quiche and stuff.
Yeah, like the pie. Like,
or like even the pie sometimes.
Yeah.
You eat that, you're like, what the fuck? It's like a sweet pastry in my quiche. Oh, fucking dessert for my lunch.
Yeah. Okay, what's the best quiche? Shout out to the best quiche you have in Auckland.
It's probably the one I stay out west, like in Kelston. I think it's My Bakery, it's called.
Okay.
Check it out. They won the award for our best potato top pie. And they also have a really good quiche. They do everything good there.
Okay.
And then, that would have to be the best quiche. And then dinner.
Wait, we're jumping ahead. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
First dinner.
It's all good. I feel like I know what you're talking about when you go to a bakery, especially a brand new bakery. I don't want to jump in unless it's like a recommendation from someone else. The first thing that I get, I don't know if it's pretentious now. It's like, I don't love the mince and cheese. I go for a steak and cheese.
Yeah, it's interchangeable.
Yeah,
I get that.
But like, mince is good, but I love the steak. I just want something, you know, that I can chew.
Yeah. Do you ever get a pie that's too hot?
Rarely.
Oh, I've had pies that are too hot, and I'm like, yo, are you guys not testing out these pies?
I wouldn't mind if it's too hot, actually.
Obviously, you don't want too cold, but like, there's a... Sometimes I'm like, oh, how long do you think I have for lunch? I'm going to sit here and fucking hold out the window as I'm driving? Fuck.
I go for a chicken as well. Chicken pies is...
Oh, the chicken vegetable.
I don't know. Some sort of chicken pot pies.
I'll bring one next time from the bakery by my house. It's pretty good. Everyone says that, you know, the bakery by their house is the best.
Okay.
But the one actually by my house is shit. There's one not like just around the corner.
I like the one in my neighbor because it's like 2 minutes away. Convenience is enough. Yeah. I'm like, hey, they're good enough. It's on my way. Fuck it.
Oh, the one closest to my house, they're the ones who do the fucking, the sweet pastry on the pies.
Chicken. Watch out.
Yeah, chicken when you're feeling a little bit crazy. Chicken pie goes good.
We'll put some links up.
I had the best pie in New Zealand. I was doing a show in Rotorua.
Yeah.
It was like the week they announced the best pie in New Zealand, and it was this place in Rotorua. And I was like, what are the odds? This is...
What is it?
It was a duck and cranberry.
Wait, some Vietnamese guy, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck, we've got to go to that place on the way. Okay. Drive back. Went there. It was head and shoulders the best pie I've ever had.
Okay.
Because the whole time you're thinking like, how good can it be? I've had good pies.
Yeah.
It was head and shoulders. Pastry was like amazing. And the filling duck, I was like, what the fuck?
You don't think it was like a fucking popular contest? You think they won fair and square?
I can't imagine a pie. It is like, you just have to try it. I tell everyone, you just have to try it. It is like hidden, like, it is a different level of pie.
Okay.
I don't know what they're doing.
How much was it?
They're putting some fucking GMO shit in there, something. Regular price, like $5.
What?
$4 or $5. Rotorua dollars.
Do they have lines out the fucking door?
It, kind of.
Okay.
Like, we went like first thing in the morning on like a, it might have been like a, it was like a Friday, I think, but it wasn't crazy. But I think they're like, the way it's set up, they're used to it, they got like the whole like circuit going. And then you go in the through circuit, I'll get that. Yeah.
Asian people. Dude, I don't know why Asian people loves running the most popular thing in any country.
They're probably behind all the marketing.
Dude.
They are experts at propaganda.
Yeah. in Seattle, like instead of bakery, it's teriyaki shop. It's just like, imagine just rice chicken and that's a plate. And they're everywhere. It's good though.
Oh, dude,
you probably would fuck that up right now.
Brother, I'm so hungry.
Yeah. All right, well, speaking of hungry, we'll whip out the second snack I got you.
Oh, let's go.
All right. You actually might already know these.
Yes! The worst smelling snack.
I actually had these for Thomas, and he's like, oh, yeah, these taste like cat food a little bit.
Open it upside down.
Oh, shit, you gotta open it upside down. Why?
The flavor's at the bottom. yeah, that works.
All right. There you go, man. You know shrimp chips?
I love shrimp. Prawn crackers, shrimp chips, everything.
These are... When did you first have these?
As a kid growing up, my grandma lived in Otar. Like I said, my grandma used to, like, very Asian sort of vibe to everything. Like, cooked a lot of Asian food. Loved Jackie Chan.
Everyone loved Jackie Chan.
Yeah. Well, loved Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan. Kung Fu movie, like, old Kung Fu movies, so that's what I grew up on. And then always, like, some kind of Asian, like, influence in the house.
You're Indian, so...
I'm half Indian, half Cook Island. That was my Cook Island side. And still is, and, like, there's definitely someone in my, family was Asian. Every baby on my mom's side of the family comes out looking complete Asian.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, we just all did it. All did.
Wait, to be fair, Polynesians are Asians by lineage.
No, but this was, like, a bit closer than that. I'm not saying, like, my people's people. It was, like, my great-grandfather or something was Japanese or Chinese. There's a history of a... I've been looking up a lot trying to figure it out. There's, like, a history of Japanese and Chinese fishing vessels, like, docking in the Cook Islands.
And they're like, I'm tired. I'm going to just stay here. I don't want to go back anymore.
No. Oh, right. Just recently, they had that Chinese ship in the Cook Islands.
Oh.
They signed a deal to... They're allowed to test nuclear weapons in their waters.
Well, that's a good deal for your people.
Yeah, but apparently, the Cook Island government didn't tell New Zealand.
Yeah.
At all. So, like, New Zealand's like, what the fuck?
That's a good deal. Yeah, nothing fishy at all.
Yeah. But then, when I was little, my grandma always used to make... my Islander grandma, she always used to make, you know, the prawn crackers?
Yeah.
And I still love prawn crackers. Yeah. Now they have them, like, in the bag.
Yeah, man.
Because they're, like, steak shops and stuff. I love prawn crackers. But then my Indian grandma would make, like, what are they called? Papad. You know what that is? It's, like, a hard... It's like an Indian version of, not chips, like, the chips, the Indian version of, like, prawn crackers.
Okay.
It's like that. It's like that similar roundness, and you just throw it in the hot oil, and then it like pops up.
Like papadoms, kind of chickpeas.
No, it's hard. Like a, it's like an Indian. Imagine a prawn cracker, but it tastes like it's Indian.
What is it based? Like spice, chick. Like what kind of starch is it? You don't know, do you?
No, I don't fucking know. I was gonna have a guess. I was literally just gonna say, imagine a prawn cracker, but it doesn't taste like prawns and with masala.
Okay, well, that's pretty sick.
But it's not even masala. Yeah. It's like some... What's it? Cardamom.
Yeah. That's pretty dank. They have cardamom snacks.
Oh, I used to love those. And my both grandmas would not strain enough oil out. I don't know. It's like, this is why everyone, all the men die from dementia in their family.
So yeah, these, out of 10.
Fucking 12.
What?
I literally still buy these.
You know why these are so good? They, like, their price haven't... been jacked up yet. So this was like $2.50 or something.
Oh, and they're available everywhere.
Yeah, man.
Dairies have them.
Dude. And they started to come out with them. I used to eat the Shin Ramen flavor of these as a kid. They were purple color. And I just remember like, man, these are the best like flavor shrimp chips ever. The originals is fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't like make me desire them anymore. But when they came out with the purple bag, man, I was all over it.
No thing's never open it and stick it in and smell it.
Yeah, I feel like
no need for a Pornhub after that.
I feel like I'm or way too desensitized.
Do that, smell chip.
I'm way too desensitized to shrimp flavor, man. Like one of my favorite snacks to eat is dried up squid.
Dried squid.
Yeah, it's like roasted dry squid.
I don't think I've had it. Dude,
it's really stinky. My wife says I smell like a fucking Vietnamese whorehouse afterwards.
Well, that's like sardines and canned tuna and stuff.
But I fuck with these. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Elon just got done fucking. He still got about 12 hours. What are you going to do for lunch, man?
Oh, we had lunch.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to skip to... my lunch was the pies. So we'll go. Yeah, lunch.
You have afternoon tea.
Oh yeah, okay. I'll do afternoon tea as well. Afternoon tea. I'm just building for dinner, and dinner I'm going homemade.
Like. You're gonna skip lunch.
Oh, okay. Both of my parents are really good cooks.
Okay.
So I'll go with my dad. Okay. Yeah. I'll go first meal from my dad. My dad's goat curry.
Yes.
Yeah. I know people like G up their home cooking, like unbeatable. It's the best curry I've ever had. Oh, my uncle has great butter. One of my uncles does amazing butter chicken. Like this next level, it's like butter chicken adjacent.
Yeah.
But my dad does goat curry that, oh my God. I've never asked how he does it. I've never wanted to know. I just eat it. Always makes it way too hot though. That's the only thing. It's like one of those.
Spicy.
Yeah, way too spicy. But
is that what keeps you coming back though? The pain?
No. The best way to enjoy it though is I used to get him like drunk or something.
Okay.
And then there's just, I wouldn't eat it for dinner because I'm like, ah, fuck, it's too hot. Like, I can't eat it. I'll just have a couple pieces of the meat. But then getting him drunk later and you just wasted just going through it like, oh, fuck, I don't care that it's hot.
Wait.
Sweating my ass.
I'm like, getting him drunk?
No, me being drunk, getting him and then you're eating it. Like, oh, it's, yeah. So I go that and then,
What's your mom going to make?
Everyone in my family can cook really well, but my mom's. Honestly, I wouldn't even know where. My mom's a very good cook.
Yeah, but you got your goat curry from your dad.
I know. Potato. My mom does. This isn't cooking, but my mom's potato salad is the most insane, calorie rich, heart inducing thing ever. It's weird. My parents are like good shape. Yeah. I know this is
because you ate it all, man.
Exactly. They gotta make it for someone. And I got an Indian grandma. She's always feeding me constantly. Oh, shit. I gotta throw in something for my grandma as well.
Oh, because, okay. So, afternoon tea, it's just a family gathering. Okay. It's good. You know, you gotta spend some time with your fam.
Holy shit. Okay. We'll do grandma's cooking. Fuck.
We got some grandma's cooking right here.
Actually. Oh, so this is like Indian sweets.
Can I eat it now?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so man, this comes in a white trash bag. I love it. It's just it's about as authentic as it gets.
Yeah.
What do we got? We got some balls.
Sweet coconut balls.
Oh shit. Vegan's grandma's balls.
Got one of those.
All right. You just pop the whole thing in?
Yeah, go for it.
Hmm?
The bottom one is it's called halwa.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a what they make, it's like the prayer food.
What?
You make when, like, at Diwali or when someone's doing a prayer, you know? So you get, like, a plate of that with, like, fruit and some other sweets. So you eat that for, like, good luck for the Indian blessings.
These balls are pretty good.
Yeah.
Look how spicy they got in there. You don't know, do you?
I know, so I just put in the water for this. I don't want to pick up some from was it spice or whatever it's called? Paradise.
No. Is paradise good in your opinion?
Probably a spoon for that, but
I got a spoon.
Nah, fuck. So I have the thing with Indian food. I have to know the people that make it. Otherwise,
okay. Wow.
Yeah. But it's because there's so many spices that go into cooking Indian food. Every single family has a different recipe, and like person to person, it's different.
Mm. All right. I'm gonna try. What is this called again?
Halwa.
Halwa.
So you eat that with like some fruits in it and shit.
It almost tastes savory. Almost tastes like.
Yeah.
Almost got that feeling of fried rice when I first ate it.
Yeah.
That's kind of good.
It's like a desserty food.
Yeah, do you want any of this?
No, hey, take it on.
So eat it. You gotta rep your grandma on screen, man. You're like, no, I'm repping Ajuma.
Check her on Facebook Marketplace.
Is she, has your family ever sold shit on during like COVID or anything like that? You know, people do that.
Nah.
Dude, I went to like, I think I was at the Chinese Lantern Festival recently.
Yeah.
Down in South Auckland. I just remember walking through neighborhoods, like every 10 or so houses. Like, there's some family out in the front with the little tent selling shit.
Like what?
It's like barbecues.
Just in your hood?
Yeah.
That's mean.
Dude, it's just like, they're just selling stuff.
Yeah.
They're just selling, like, otai out of their garages.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, like I was saying before, yeah, I can't do. It's not I can't. I just don't like any other Indian food, or any takeaway or anything. Yeah, it has to be like someone I'm related to or something, and I have to know them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just always feels off to me. I don't know what it is.
I get the vibe. Like, I don't think this is the first time I've, like, heard an Indian person say this.
Yeah.
Everyone's always repping. Like, I'm not saying that you don't, I'm not saying that your family's cooking is not as legit.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like Indian people do that. They're always repping for the family's cooking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, like, it's, I think it's, it is the, because curry, there's so many spices that go into
yeah.
it. So every curry is different. Like,
you're like especially, ingrained in you.
Yeah, family and family. So I'm going to just lean towards the one I like. Yeah. So for my grandma, I'd probably go a cup of dal. She does dal.
Mm.
You know, like the chickpea. Chickpeas dal with, when I was little, my grandma used to, in the dal, she'd put, fuck, what is it? It's,
Laukama. Isn't that the secret ingredient that your mom's cooking is laukama?
It was... Yeah, the MSG on everything. The, I'm pretty sure it's a plum.
Okay.
It's called, I can't remember the Indian name for it. Katai or something.
Okay.
But it's like a plum she'd put, fry, like put in as she's cooking, and it'd just be like the husk. Oh, she'd use mango sometimes.
Okay.
You use mango as well. But it's like the outer part of the mango, and it's the, you know, the soft, like the skin between... The stuff between this, you know, like on a coconut, you know, the husk?
Yeah.
It's like the husk in that, so you cook it in the dal, but it's still got that mango flavor to it. It's got the hard bit, and you just, like, suck on the, I can't explain it. I'll give you
the
some.
The seed, you're talking about the seed.
It's kind of like the seed, but yeah. It's the, you, like, suck on the, you suck and you eat, like, the husk part of it.
Okay.
It's hard to explain, but.
I know what you're talking about. There's, like, a bit of hairy stuff on the mango, yeah. It's like, that, it's not the seed, it's the plum,
yeah. And then that in the dal. Was like my favorite thing, bro. Like, so you eat the dal, and you take that out, and like suck it.
And you suck
that. But dal, Indian diet is the worst for if you're working out,
dude.
That's why Indians got no gains. The Indian diet is so bad.
I tried suggesting
this much fucking everything else, zero meat.
I tried suggesting when I was doing keto many, many moons ago. It was like this guy at work. He's like, oh, yeah, keto. I was like, actually, you know, like Indian food would be perfect for keto because it's like a lot of fat. It's protein. And he's like, yo, Indian food is the worst for keto.
It's,
you can't eat curry with no rice. That's fucked up.
That is insane.
You can't. All right, so we got, all right, let's go through the list. We got goat curry from your dad, potato
salad,
calorie rich potato salad from your mom.
It's probably my favorite food.
What else are you bringing to
my mom? Your cooking, team? Like in terms of other, like a main dish outside for my mom, probably anything I'm gonna do most. Okay, and then something from my grandma, probably just some sweet style or something. I think we're at dessert now,
yeah, but that's just afternoon tea though.
Oh, fuck, dinner.
Yeah, you got 24 hours, man. You have to go to sleep. You don't have to sleep.
Oh, sweet, sweet. I throw some kind of Asian dish in there somewhere.
Who's
it would be ramen.
Okay. Who's cooking this ramen?
Huh?
Who's cooking this? Is this still your family
table? Restaurant ramen.
I see.
Fuck, the place across the road. It's pretty good.
Maruten?
Yes.
You like Maruten?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it.
We talked about it last time.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had this dish that did not vibe with it. What do you get there?
I haven't been in a while. I got some basic, like the tonkatsu.
Okay.
But then I always get the separate chicken katsu with it as well.
Protein up.
Yeah. And, fuck, last dish ever. I could go like a chicken or pork and black bean sauce just on rice would be from, you can probably get that anywhere and it's fine. Any
chicken, like you're talking about Chinese?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chicken or...
Man, these are all very home styled stuff you're not going for extravagance. You're just like, man, give me all the shit that I know.
Food. You're about to die. Maybe there's nothing I'm dying to try.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna throw in fucking... What is there that's fancy? That there's nothing. I watch fucking Best Ever Food Review Show constantly.
Well, I'm surprised that you didn't toss in any Korean stuff in there.
There's nothing crazy that... It's my last day.
No Korean. I'm sorry, Koreans, but... You love your show, but I love your food, shows, but yeah. Your food is all right.
But I grew up on Chinese food.
I feel like most people grow up on Chinese
food. It's common, yeah.
The most remote corners of the world has Chinese food.
The most remote corners of the world have Chinese people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's the last thing that wraps it all up?
The last thing that wraps it all up. Leftovers. I'd probably go...
During the day?
Yeah, from leftovers from during the day, I'd probably go like, my mom's like marinated chicken, yeah. Rice, potato salad, and then like a little bit of goat curry.
Yeah.
Oh, bruh. My mom's raw fish.
Oh, what?
Like Cook Island raw fish.
Okay.
Oh, bruh. Okay. Yeah, that is... Any what's, islanders will know Cook yeah. Island raw fish is...
Walk me through what's in this. I'm intrigued.
Have you had raw fish before?
I mean, I mean,
the Cook Island raw fish.
No, I've seen it. Okay. At night markets.
I'll bring you some next time.
Is that like a coconut milk thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll bring you I've some. Seen don't, it. Okay. Don't get the night market one. I'll bring you some raw fish, bro. My mom does. Yeah. Most like Cook Island, it's peak.
Walk me through. Tell me what's in it. I've always seen it and never touched it.
So the best one you can... The best way to do it is in Raro, they have the, you know, flying fish, the fish that jump out of the water. Yeah, use that fish. But
that's actually quite a premium. That's a premium.
I can't remember
fish.
What fish my mom uses. So whatever, there's fish. But instead of cooking it, you just bathe it in lemon juice.
Ceviche.
Yeah, yeah, just to like kind of clean it. And then coconut cream, and then you let it sit for a bit. And then everyone's different, but my mom does like onions. Garlic, ginger, onions, a little bit of soy sauce, capsicum, but if I'm eating it, I do one without the green capsicum and like that. And she'll do like red and green peppers. And, bruh, that you can eat it on its own, or just like, it's the perfect like side dish to eat.
Yeah.
And you can just... Well, I can just smash it back in. Yeah. Like, it's raw fish, like cubes of raw fish. It's, I can't, it's the best, it's probably the best food there is.
I mean, I've had ceviche, so I kind of like, but without the coconut milk.
Yeah, yeah, so you're missing the coconut cream.
You fuck with poke?
It's like, yeah. Similar to sushi, but yeah. I always think it's like cold, so I'm like.
Sweeter.
Yeah, I'd rather have sushi though.
Yeah. Poke bowls like, can be pretty good if you didn't feel like sushi though. Okay, so poke bowls. It started in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty legit. I think if I were to compare them, I think poke is probably closer to raw fish than sushi.
Well, the original poke is with raw fish, but the Cook Island raw fish is different. It's like a cold soup.
Man, if you have to choose like raw fish or curry, man, or like goat curry.
I'm half Islander, half Indian. I get both. Yeah. In my final meal, I can have both. That is my dream meal, probably. My dad's goat curry and my mom's raw fish.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, fuck.
That's legit. Have you eaten tonight?
I'm going to decide on the way home. Okay. Before we get McDonald's off of this.
Well, I might as well introduce you to the last one.
Yeah.
So, I have never had these, but sometimes I'll just get... I don't know, man. So, these are ice cones.
This is a bitch podcast either.
These are ice cone snacks. I think they meant ice cream cones, but hey, they're Koreans. Who cares? They didn't pass English.
What the fuck? Yeah, Google Translate on this. Ice cone snack.
Poro poro ice cones. Poro, yeah. Poro poro ice cones.
That's racist.
Oh, hey, my son's Korean. That's impossible for me to be racist. I think I talk shit about Koreans maybe twice a day at a minimum.
There's this one... Oh, shit. These are individually wrapped.
Yeah, man. They know. Damn. They already thought about everything. Ice cream cones that doesn't melt.
Yeah.
You ever had...
There's a brand of lollies that Chester, the last couple times we went to Korea, he brought them back for me.
Well, they smell like bananas, yo. Have you ever had the ice cream cone snacks as a kid? But it's
not ice cream.
No, like you get a tube out and you squeeze it out like toothpaste.
Yeah.
You had those?
Is that Asian?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I didn't have them as a kid.
They're like Japanese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they are kind of disgusting, but they're more fun than they're tasty.
Holy shit, this is so Korean.
Cheers, man.
Cheers. Or do you bite the ice cream?
You like your ice cream crumbs? I bite the shit out of it. Oh, these kind of slap. People can't hear, but there's a party going on downstairs.
They nailed the cone flavor.
Yeah.
That's like regular cone.
But that is pretty solid. These are yummy.
These are good, but I prefer if they came in,
there's no shrimp chips.
You know the rocket, those round wafers? It's like chocolate swirl, and you get them like a jar, they're all stacked real close together. And there's one in plastic in the middle. What? They're called rockets. When I was at school, they're called rockets.
No.
It's like a wafer. It's like a round wafer.
Yeah.
Like and it's a straw. You can use it as a straw sometimes. It's
good. Quality. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Okay.
They come like a. And I didn't realize it used to cost like $5 for like five or something.
They used to serve milkshake with them.
Yeah, but you can only use the good quality ones. As a straw. I'd like these to come like that. Just like 100.
Just like the filling?
No, like the whole thing. Like instead of individually wrapped. I'm sure you can get that.
I saw them at Costco.
See if they do wholesale.
They do Costco. Not these guys. Okay, out of 10. Where is Pororo? This is the extremely most confusing shit. There's like little penguin, but they got a fucking crocodile on here. Is it maybe this motherfucker?
Yeah, what is that guy?
I don't know. I guess that's a puffin, man.
Should they have a monkey there for banana?
Yeah, and the monkey's like the monkey's getting freaked out. Dude, this design has got some crazy shit going on. I feel like the little penguin
is good, and I like Korean sweets. They're not as crazy sweet as like regular sweets you get.
Maybe. You know, Koreans are getting big.
What, big? Oh, why?
Because they're living good. They they've successfully broke themselves out of third world.
Oh.
And but people aren't fucking anymore. So it's just like single child, and everyone's got desk jobs. And they're still eating Korean barbecue.
What does that have to do with people not fucking?
Huh?
People not fucking.
I just feel like if they have less kids. If they have less kids, then you got more food to go to that one kid. You know? You know what I'm saying, though?
That's a whack
thing. Like when I was growing up,
yeah.
I have two siblings.
Yeah.
And we would fight
for food. How did you guys get out of China? Yeah. I don't know why you're not still in China.
My dad left. He's like, I can't do this. but we would fight for food, you know, like there's like, say we get like something like protein, like chicken wings and stuff.
Yeah.
There's only so many wings when you cook for a family of like 7 people. You're not going to cook a basket of wings.
You don't have a hierarchy? Like dad gets the head?
Nah,
dad gets the wings?
Nah, so good stuff gets portioned.
Yeah.
Bad shit.
Hold on, cut this out. I still have my zin.
Ah, that's okay. Sure.
I was like, is that some, banana cones stuck up there?
Bad stuff, like say fish, like fried. I don't know. I would just never like fried fish.
Yeah.
Gets quoted. So like we have to be portioned to eat a certain amount.
Oh, that's why you're in good shape.
Yeah. Felt like mom would force us to eat food, and then the good stuff would always be under. So like you can never indulge.
Yeah.
Because there's only 3 wings per person. She's not going to make, like, 3 dozen wings.
My family was like that.
Yeah.
Like, too much food. Always. Yeah. And then my parents were like, you're eating too much. Go run. Go do after soccer training, go do another training and run. Then my grandma just, like, giving me, like, shoving food in my face.
That's legit. Grandma's the best. out of 10, what do you give these?
They're good, but...
too new.
They don't, like... I feel like you could just get a better snack that would hit the spot. I'd go 5.
5, okay.
5.
What's another?
I wouldn't say no to one.
What's original flavored Lay's potato chip? You got these here?
Just a potato chip?
Yeah.
What flavor would I do?
No. I'm asking, what rating do you give an original flavored potato chip from Lay's? Oh,
fucking one. We have Lay's, but they came like recently.
Okay.
Like the last like maybe.
What's a five? What's a five that's of a New Zealand food?
I'm not really into chips. Like,
no chips?
Do onion rings count? You know the onion ring chips?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The like Korean ones?
Yeah. That's my favorite.
Oh, shit. I
either get that or the onion rings.
So that's a five?
Nah, that's a fucking 10. That's a 12.
Dude, you and Hawani, man.
Yeah. Well, he likes those as well.
Dude, so he's vegan. So I was like, okay, I got you some. Well, actually, most of the snacks are vegan.
Yeah.
But I just whipped it out. And he's like, oh, shit, you brought onion wings.
They're the shit. And you can get them everywhere, like dairies and stuff.
Everything. Yeah. The cheap snacks really do travel around the world, man.
Yeah, yeah. What's those? Like,
dude, shrimp chips, onion rings, those are all, like, basically, they're the cheapest snacks. They're all owned by the same company. Yeah. Hardworking Korean.
Daisan Group. That's a group in Berry Hots, the Daisan Group.
Damn. All right, well, before we wrap up, man, where do people find you?
Check me out on Instagram at Keegan Govind, KWGANGOVIND. I've got a podcast coming out in the next 2 weeks or so. Just backlogging a few.
What is it about?
Episodes. It's about nothing really. It's just me talking shit with. Nice. I'll have you on. It'll just be me talking shit with a couple of my comedy friends. Just seeing what comes up in conversation. I'm looking forward. I've had a couple already. I'm enjoying just having conversations with people. I feel like, me especially lately, I've been too, like, locked into my, not on my phone, but too much involved, like, into technology, so I'm not really out there having good conversations, and I feel like, aside from going on stage and performing. Yeah.
That's not a conversation, though.
And it's, yeah, and I feel like I'm missing that middle ground.
Yeah.
In between, like, I'm doing the peace and quiet, but then on stage, I'm just like, this is a very, it's different to just having a proper conversation like this.
Does it have a name yet?
I've got two, the G-spot, and then the one nice. It's going to be the one
at work. Can't find it. Where?
The G-spot.
Where can you find the G-spot?
Who knows?
We don't even know if it's real. Spotify?
Yeah, we don't know if it's real.
YouTube or Spotify?
Yeah, I'll be on YouTube and Spotify.
Sure.
Otherwise, just go, I'll post it all through my Instagram and stuff. And then hopefully soon, I'm going to start recording the Night Market podcast over the next couple of weeks.
What is that one going to be called? The Night Market sounds pretty cool, actually.
I was just calling it Night Market Life.
Yeah.
Or like the G-Spot Life on the Night Market or something.
Are you doing any shows coming up?
Your show. I'm opening for a couple people in the Comedy Fest. Other than that, I'm on putting my dates or something. I got a few shows coming up. I didn't come prepared.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Sleep, man.
Fun. Can I take the snacks?
Yeah, you can take the snacks. Yeah, you want to take all of them?
No.
I'll keep these because these are good for kids.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, appreciate you. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
And I'll send you my bill for some...